You're listening to SBS News.
In the darkest days of the pandemic, leaders have been quick to remind Australians...
All of us as Australians have to accept that living with COVID is the future. It's not an option.
And we will live with this virus as we live with other infectious diseases.
According to them, COVID-19 looks like it's here to stay, which means the pandemic will end and the virus will become endemic. Infectious diseases expert Professor Robert Boy explains what endemic means.
Well, endemic is when a disease is in the community but only spreading at a low level. It's there, we know it's happening, but it's not causing a lot of trouble.
Professor Peter Collignon is also an epidemiologist.
Globally, all the indications are that it's going to become endemic. Even in the countries that have been very good at keeping it out, Singapore, Australia, even New Zealand, it does look like it's the Delta variant is there and it's going to be very difficult to make disappear. So it's going to be there at low levels, can pop up at different times, but that actually is what we mean by endemic. In other words, it's there all the time. So we have to protect ourselves, and the way to do that is vaccination.
So the question is, at what point does the pandemic end and COVID-19 just become endemic? New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says endemic disease has to be managed.
I think that's the reality that most of the world has been confronting. What we're really pleased to say is we've got great vaccines. And I think I've indicated before that, you know, we will be getting vaccinated regularly. There will be new strains that emerge potentially, and we'll have boosters, a bit like seasonal flu. So every year in seasonal flu, they try and predict which strains are the predominating strains, and we have a vaccine. That's where we're going to be. And the key message is we need to get that second dose protection.
If the vaccine rollout continues at its current pace, Australia should have 70% of the eligible population fully vaccinated by the end of October. It's expected to reach 80% 2.5 weeks later on November the 17th. So does that mean the current deadly quiet of CBD streets in Melbourne and Sydney will immediately return to bustling activity? Professor Peter Collignon says not quite.
Well, my own view is we will continue to have some restrictions because we need to see what happens in America, Canada and Europe there next winter, in other words, December, January, because we want to see what happens when you get highly vaccinated populations, how well the vaccine protects the vast majority of people, which we expect it will. So if it's only a problem in, or predominantly a problem in the unvaccinated, that's just another cue. We've got to get those last people vaccinated.
But Professor Robert Boy says it won't be hard to live with.
We'd keep doing a lot of simple things well. Hand washing, mask wearing, social distancing, QR codes when you come into a shop. All of those things are simple and easy and we can do them. We've got to get away from lockdowns and ruining people's livelihoods and their lives as a consequence. We've got to get to the point where we take sensible, simple precautions on a constant level, but in a way that it's doable.
Australians already live with endemic viruses. There are more than 100 types of rhinoviruses. They cause the common cold. And dozens of adenoviruses, which can cause illnesses like bronchitis, pneumonia and conjunctivitis. And of course, there's the flu.
I can foresee a situation where people go to their GP in February, March, April, and they get a vaccination in one arm for COVID and in the other arm for influenza. And we know already that they're well tolerated, given at the same time in separate sites.
Professor Collignon agrees.
Yes, people who are vaccinated can still have serious disease and occasionally die, but they do it 20 or 50-fold less. And you've got to remember every winter, for instance, or a bad winter, we have maybe 1,200 deaths, for instance, in 2017 for influenza, mainly in people who are older, 80s and 90s. But that will probably be how COVID changes once we get a very large amount of people vaccinated, 80, 90%.
With nearly 20 million doses already delivered, the shift from pandemic to endemic is getting closer by the day. Alan Lee, SBS News.